Saturday before he preaches, even if he has the full message, he goes before the Lord. He spends all day before the Lord on his face, praying before Jesus, just making sure everything is exactly as the Lord wants it. He doesn't just put a word together and bring it. He seeks the word for you to make sure that you are fed.
And that's what that she's wanted to step into in marriage, is someone that has an audience with the King. Hallelujah. Would you help us make welcome right here to our platform once again, our associate pastor, none other than Pastor David.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the Lord in this place. The blessing of the Lord is here. I said the blessing of the Lord is right here. It's right here in the atmosphere. Come on. The blessing of the Lord is right here. The blessing of the Lord is right here. The power is in the atmosphere. I said the power of the Lord is right here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Come on. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is right here. The blessing of the Lord is here. Come on, somebody. The blessing of the Lord is right here. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Come on. The blessing of the Lord is here.
Yeah.
The blessing of the Lord is right here.
Come on, give God praise in this place. You got praise in this place. You got praise because you know he's got it.
Hallelujah.
You got praise because you know he's got it.
Hallelujah.
Every test, every trial, my God's got it.
He's got it.
Every fiery pain, my God's got it.
He's got it.
For all of you watching online this morning, all you that are in the hospital, all you that are in the living room right now, you're sick to your stomach, you're not feeling good. I've come to tell you this morning that God's got it, and that this fight is not yours, but it is the Lord, says God. This is the fight of the Lord, says God. And I declare and decree healing to your body right now in Jesus' name. I had to come against this spirit of attack. I come against the spirit of sickness in Jesus' name. And I declare and decree for everyone watching online, you're about to get up, get up, get up. And you're about to get up with new strength. And you're about to get up, get up, get up. You're about to come out of that sick place. You're about to come out of that dingy place. You're about to come out of that depressed place in Jesus' name. Get up, get up, get up in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that God's got it. And I know he will come through with what he said. And I know he will. He'll come through with what he said. I know he will come through with what he said. Because God's got it. He's got your family. He's got your job. He's got your mind. He's got your body. I know he will come through with what he said. Someone give God a praise in this place. Because you know that God's got it. He's got your fight. He's got your fight this morning. Hush it up, yeah. The blessing of the Lord is here. The blessing of the Lord is here. I can see it in the atmosphere. The blessing of the Lord is here. The blessing of the Lord is right here.
Point to yourself.
The blessing of the Lord is here.
Come on, like you're seated.
The blessing of the Lord
is right here. I can see it.
I see it
in the atmosphere.
The blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
The blessing of the Lord is here.
One more time.
The blessing of the Lord is here.
Someone give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 You may be seated in Jesus' name. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. I had to get that out of my system. Y'all have fun out here. I'm stuck on those drums. I got to have me some fun. Amen. While I'm keeping the beat for y'all, it's time for me to break. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you see, I feel you, Lord. You see, I need you to know this morning that God's got it. Let me build your faith for a moment. Let me tell you this morning that God's got it. Every test that you've been facing, God's got it. Every wall you've been facing in your life, God's got it. For every denial that's been coming your way, God's got it. You see, when they denied me for the house, God got it. And now I've been walking in my house. Come on, somebody. Because God's got it. When they told you was going to die, you're still walking in life because God's got it. There were some things in your life you weren't going to come across, but God's got it. They told you was going to be single forever. Come on, somebody. But God's got it. Come on, somebody. They told you was going to be depressed the rest of your life, but God's got it this morning. They told you was going to be broke and disgusted the rest of your life, but God's got it. I need you to know this morning that God has got your life in his hands. I need you to know this morning God has got your purpose in his hands. And I've come with a joy. I've come with a praise because God has got my life. God has got my blessings in his hands. Amen. I'm excited because I've been going through, you know, last time I preached about closing the old chapter, and a lot of times when you close the old chapter, you're afraid you're going to lose out on some things, but when God's got it, and you know that he will come through with what he said, that when you close the old chapter, he'll never leave you more empty. He'll leave you more filled than you were before. You see, this morning I stepped out on my back porch, y'all. I have my own porch now. Isn't that crazy? I have my own porch now. Come on. I'm not saying that to gloat. I'm saying I just want to bless the Lord. And I was playing praise break music with the door wide open so the whole neighborhood could hear. Oh, I know we will. Yeah. Come on. It's not wrong to shout in your blessing. It's not wrong to thank God for your blessing. It's an entire house. You see, I'm used to one room in mom and dad's basement, but now I've got an entire house to give God praise. And I want you to know that God is in his expanding time. I need you to know this morning that God's in an expanding kind of mood in your life. He don't want to keep you to one room anymore. He wants to start expanding you. What you were praising in one area, now he's expanding your area. When you have one connection, now God's expanding your connections. I need you to know that God is in an expanding kind of mood. Oh, that's good. My God, I'm trying to get this message, but I'm hyped, y'all. I'm hyped. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's an expanding kind of God. He's not a put you in a smaller place kind of God. He's an expanding kind of God. Amen. Well, we're going to dive in this word this morning. And that right there, that's the roots of my spirit. Amen. You have to know how to praise God and give him thanks for the blessing you're in. The problem is so many times we walk in the blessing and forget the praise and the blessing. We forget the thankfulness and the joy and the blessing. But come on, somebody, God wants us to be filled to overflowing. Someone say, filled to overflowing? And that's what I want to preach to you today about is joy overflowing. I want to preach to you the message, joy overflowing. You see, there are some things in our lives we need. And there are some things we want. We all want a big yacht. Come on, somebody. We all want fast cars, helicopters. We all want the ice, as the kids say these days. We all want the 85-inch flat screen. We all want those things. But there's some things you need. Like, for instance, you need water. If you never drink water, you're going to die. There's some things else you need. You need food. If you don't eat food, you're going to die. You need oxygen. If you don't have oxygen, you're going to die. And there's something that you need for your spiritual life, or your spiritual life will die, and that's joy. You need joy. You need joy. And I want to preach to you today about joy overflowing. Yeah, someone tell your neighbor, you just need some joy. Yeah. You see, this week, ladies and gentlemen, I was so stressed. I was so heavy because of the different transitions of life. You know, when you go through some different stuff, you're trying to get used to everything. And I felt so heavy in my mind that I felt like I couldn't think. I couldn't process anything.
And you ever just felt emotionally dead at work before? Anyone ever been there? Yeah, I was just sitting there emotionally dead, like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Come on, somebody. And even though I'm in the season of blessing, I still felt distracted. I felt dead on the inside. And I'm going, God, what is this? And he said, you just need some joy. You just need some joy. So I texted Megan. I said, Megan, send me some good memes. I need to laugh. And so she sent me a meme with the person's face, and their face was like this. And it goes, the face you make when you said you pray for someone, but you forgot. It's like, you can laugh. Come on. We've all been there. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. And then you forget. Come on, somebody. So she sent me these funny memes, and it began to bring a refreshing to my spirit. It began to bring a refreshing to my soul, and I could actually focus on my work again, and I could actually enjoy what was going on. You see, that what you need to renew your spirit is some joy. We've been so conditioned that life sucks. We've been so conditioned that you're just going to go through the trial the rest of your life that you forget how to smile. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, back in the old days, if you smiled in church, the usher would bop you with a stick on the top of your forehead. Can you imagine that, Brother Joseph? You just... He probably does want to do that to some of the kids, amen. How many knows it's okay to have joy? It is okay to have joy. Your life was not destined to be heavy. Your life was not destined to be depressive. Your life was not destined to be oppressive. Every single day you wake up, you were not destined to wake up every single day sad and upset and discouraged. But God wants you to be filled with joy overflowing. Come on, somebody. You see, you don't have to carry that heaviness your whole life. If you constantly carry a cycle of heaviness, then you don't have joy. For the word says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You build up strength, what you were carrying is no longer heavy. When you're feeling heavy, it's because you have a lack of joy. So you have to have joy. God wants us to be filled with strength. And my strength to keep pushing comes from the joy of the Lord, not the joy of this world. You see, the joy of this world only satisfies, but it never fills. Come on, somebody. That's why you have to be filled with joy overflowing. You see, it's into God. God didn't destine us just to have joy on Sunday. We should have joy every day. Yeah, come on, somebody. A lot of times we believe God to do the impossible. God, you can move mountains, but God, on Thursday, I know I'm going to be sad. We believe God to move the mountains of miracles, but you need to believe God to put some joy in your life. You see, the problem is that when you have a once-a-week God, you have a once-a-week joy. Because what I'm not subscribing to cannot sustain me. I cannot go to the gym and lift a weight one time and get 20-inch biceps like I want. I have to subscribe to it. If you want joy in your life, you have to subscribe to the good things that God's been doing in your life. You see, in that moment at work when I was stressed, I began to think about the good things God was doing. And even there at my desk, I was like, woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo! I'm about to be married. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on. It's okay to have joy and be thankful. And it will renew you. You can have joy every single day. Saints of God, even during the trial, you can have joy. The problem is, Pastor David, I have joy on Sunday because ain't no trials in here. But when I go out there, I have trials, and the trials take away my joy. But you can have joy even during the trial. Watch this. Look at this. Look at James chapter 1, 2 through 4, our first scripture. James chapter 1, 2 through 4. This is so good. James chapter 1, 2 through 4. I'm reading the New Living. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider an opportunity for great joy. Wait. Pastor Dave, when troubles come your way, consider an opportunity for great joy. Now, hold on a second. See, that doesn't make sense naturally in our minds. That doesn't make sense to the human nature. Because when a trial and trouble comes my way, I'm in attack mode. I'm in fight mode. I'm in survival mode. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says when troubles of any kind come your way, they lied on you, making you upset. Troubles of any kind come your way, consider an opportunity for great joy. You see, how you face the trial is how you will come out of the trial. How you face the trial is how you will come out of the trial. Ah, watch this. Look at this. Verse 3. For when you know that For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. A lot of times we have Christians that don't have endurance. We got Sunday morning praise, but we don't have endurance because we haven't let our faith have a chance to grow. Come on, somebody. We'll get to join him. Amen. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect, complete, needing nothing. Needing nothing. Look at this. How you face a trial is how you come out of the trial. The scripture says here, to consider an opportunity for great joy. Sometimes you just got to say, oh, there's a trial coming? Yes, I'm ready. Woo, I need this trial. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the trial. Everybody was like, Pastor David, that's crazy. That's crazy. Come on, that's what scripture says. Consider an opportunity for great joy. When people are lying on you, thank you, Jesus, they're lying on me. Woo, praise you, God. That's weird. That's weird, but it's true. You see, sometimes the truth doesn't go along with what you like. Come on, amen. I'm just preaching you the truth this morning. Because I need everybody to know that when a trial comes, it's your opportunity for joy, not your opportunity for moping around. Look, all you online, yeah. When a trial comes your way, it's not your time to be depressed and complain. God, why am I going through this again? God, look at this. This is the seed again. It's in my life again, God. Lord, why? A lot of times when you enter the trial with that, you'll come out of the trial with disdain. God, I shouldn't even gone through that trial. Why would you take me through that trial again? But the scripture says, consider it a great joy. God, they defriended me. I'm happy. God, they fired me. I'm happy. You're opening doors. Come on, somebody. Oh, God, they lied on me. I'm happy. It's a great joy. Opportunity for great joy. Look at that. How you face the trial is how you come out of it. You see, the trial is the building block for your life. So you have to handle the trial correctly. You can have joy even in the trial. You see, when you face the trial with joy, even in the heaviest parts of the trial, you will come out victorious. Stop letting your trials destroy your joy. Stop letting your trials destroy your joy. I'm going to say it again. Stop letting your trials destroy your joy. I'm going to say it again. Stop letting your trials destroy your joy. Because if your trial can destroy your joy, then you will always be a once-a-week joy kind of person when you're here on Sunday. Stop letting your trials destroy your joy. I know you're lonely single people. I know you've been waiting for the one, single people. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. Come on, somebody. I know you've been stuck at that job for a long time and you want out of there. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. Come on, somebody. I know you've been sick in your body for a long time and you've been dealing with the same fight for a long time. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. Come on, somebody. I know you've been praying a long time. You've been asking God for a long time. You've been seeking His direction for a long time and the answer hasn't come through yet. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. Jesus. When there's pain in your body, don't let your trials destroy your joy. Jesus. I'm going to keep preaching like that because that's how I feel it. Don't let your trials, Jesus. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. You can have joy at all times. Even when I have people defriend me, come on, because in this generation, if someone defriends you, that's like a serious act. All them people know I'm talking about. Someone defriends you, I know they didn't defriend me. I know they didn't talk about me. They defriended me. I never go speak to them again. I never go look at them again. Come on, that's it. The thing is, when people defriend you, let them walk. Let them go out of your life. Don't let your trials destroy your joy. Because even though you don't have joy, you ain't taking my joy with you as you leave. Even though I'm in pain in this season, even though I've been hurting this season, I'm not letting you steal my joy. I will not let my trials destroy my joy. If you get one thing this morning, I need you to know, don't let your trials destroy your joy. No matter where you are at right now online, don't let your trials destroy your joy. Cool, Jesus, Jesus. I feel you, Lord. You see, joy should be in you even during the trial. You see, what are you carrying through the trial determines how your life will turn out. If you are always carrying offense through the trial, you will always be an offended person. If I'm carrying joy through the trial, I will always be a joyful person. I've had people call me stupid. I've had people call me power hungry. I've had people call me names that are not safe to say in church, but it never made me lose my joy. It may have made me lose my strength, but it made me lose my joy because I know who I am in Christ and I know what my calling is. My trials cannot destroy my joy. When a customer is upset with me and I'm typing up an email, God, I thank you, Jesus. You're teaching me patience, Lord. One time there was customers yelling at me straight to my face. And I just went, ha, ha, okay. I just laughed. Come on, somebody. Try. Don't let trials destroy your joy. Let your joy turn around the trial. Let your joy turn around the trial. Too many times we let trials of any kind turn us around and get us all messed up and unfocused. But let your joy turn around your trial. This is good. Watch this. In this season, oh, this is such a good story. In this season, you know, I've been walking into this new house, been living in this new house. It's been weird because I'm expecting an adult to tell me to be quiet at any moment, you know, and turn the speakers down and, you know, turn the Call of Duty off. It's been a lot. But it's weird because I'm the adult, so I'm just kind of like, I can play as loud as I want. This is crazy, right? And I can cook whatever I want. This is amazing. What's tonight? I cook whatever. So it's been a transition. It's also been a transition for my dog, King. He's a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. He's 11 years old, and he's been stuck in his ways. And you know, he's always lived with mom and dad. He's lived with Princess, and he's always been the dog that he's old. He's grumpy. He wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to go outside on his timing. He wants to do things according to his plan. And when I go outside and come back in, you give me a treat, I'm going to bark at you. And that's King. The thing is, when I took him to the house and said, this is your new house now, he started getting anxious. He started going like one of these. He started getting nervous. He started scratching my leg. Dad, where are we at? What are we doing? Dad. And whenever I would go to leave to do errands, he would bark. And he'd throw a fit. And he would run around the house. And we have windows. And he would be in the window just, Dad. Dad. Watch. Dad. So I would go inside, and as I'm leaving the car running, I said, Bubba, because I call him Bubba, I will never leave you. Looked at him, I said, I will never leave you. That's my Bubba. Come on. You know how you talk to dogs. Come on. I will never leave you. And I told him, I said, King, trust me. I will never leave you. I said, go lay down. Go sleep. And I came back, and he would be like, freaking out. And I said, I told you I'd never leave you. I told you I'd come back for you. And what's crazy is sometimes you are King. You are that dog. When you've been stuck in your ways, I'm preaching this morning. When you've been stuck in your ways, and now God's bringing you a season of expansion, a season of new, you're going, oh, God, I don't know if I can handle this. God, I don't know if I'm equipped for this. Oh, God, who do I talk to? Oh, God, where are you going? God, where are you going? And then see, oh, my God, today. See, the thing is, when you get expansion, when you get blessing, when you get brought into your new, you keep your joy because God's never left you nor forsaken you. And there's going to be some things in your life when God's just going to take you and go, I'll never leave you. I will never leave you. The only time that your joy is canceled is when you have anxiety, when you have fear. The only time you have anxiety and fear is when you truly don't trust God. Because for a while, I was so busy, I didn't get a chance to spend time with King. So he was like, I'm going to have to trust you again. But now he's just like, hey, Dad, how's it going? And the same is with your walk and with your life. When anxiety and worry comes, don't let it wash away your joy. Don't let it wash away your joy. Listen to this preacher this morning. Don't let it wash away your joy. Because God has never left you nor forsaken you. When you know that and when you believe that with the very depths of your belly, no matter where God puts you, ain't going to shake you. Yeah, God, I like this. I like this trial, God. Ooh, that giant's big. Bring it on, baby. I'm ready. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ready for this, God. Because ain't no fear can dwell in you when you truly know God's got you. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's got you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God's got you. Amen. God's got you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, you may be asking this morning, Pastor David, how do I have joy? Let me give you two keys real quick. The first key to having joy is you have to seek for your purpose. Seek for your purpose. Let's go to Jeremiah 29 and 13. Jeremiah 29 and 13. Look at this. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. There are many reasons why people do not have joy and they feel unfulfilled is because they are not walking in their purpose. If you want joy in your life, you have to seek your purpose. Come on, somebody. And Jesus, the Lord says here, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Your purpose is not in this world. So because I've been trying to seek my purpose in the world, I always come unfulfilled. The problem is I have to seek for him wholeheartedly, and then I will find my purpose. Yeah, 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 yeah. You see, when you have a partial pursuit, you have a partial purpose. When you have a partial pursuit, you have a partial purpose. And that's why we find so many Christians who partially pursue God, and then they are trying to substitute what else they need to be filled with. The thing is, those other things they need to be filled with only satisfy, but never fill to overflowing. Oh, that's good. You see, there was a rich man I studied and watched his videos. He had $100 million. I want you to imagine that. You look at your bank account, and it says 100000000. Oh, that makes you just want to shout, doesn't it? Yes, Lord. $100 million. He had all the fast cars. He had the mansion. He had the Lamborghini. Lord, give me a Lamborghini. Amen. He had the water slide in his pool. He had everything. And yet he looked at the camera and said, I feel unfulfilled. Because even though he had the bag, he had the money, he wasn't walking in his purpose. You can have all these things in life, but if you don't have your purpose, you will always be unfulfilled. And when you are unfulfilled, you will never have true, long-lasting joy. I'm teaching this morning. So if you want to have joy, you have to seek for your purpose. But it says there in the scripture, when you seek me wholeheartedly. Ooh. The Lord was dealing with Pastor David on that. Not just with an eighth of your heart, 75% of your heart, but wholeheartedly. I'm talking about the prayer where your snot's coming out your nose. Come on. Wholeheartedly kind of pursuit. A lot of things, Lord, thank you for this food. Amen. And you wonder why your purpose is not coming to pass. Lord, Lord, bless this day. Amen. And your purpose ain't coming to pass in your relationships. Come on, somebody. Before I started dating Megan, I said, Lord, you better come intervene. You better come and sit right next to me. You better sit right here, Lord. I'm focusing on you, Father. I'm seeking for your purpose and your will in this, God. I'm not even going to ask her for a second date till 3 weeks from now. Like, we go take it slow. Come on, somebody. You know how guys play it. Take you on one date, wait 3 weeks. I'm cool. But I was seeking God's purpose in that relationship. And because I seeked his purpose in the relationship, it was fulfilled. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to feel fulfilled in your life, you have to seek God wholeheartedly. All you young kids in here, all you teenagers, listen to Pastor David this morning. The reason why so many times we don't feel fully fulfilled is because we have not been seeking the purpose of the Lord. Seek it wholeheartedly. Heartily, and you'll have joy. Now watch this. Now watch the next point you need to have joy is obey the instruction. Watch this. James 15:9-11. John 15:9-11. John 15. There we go. Sorry. I have loved you. This is Pastor Jesus. I love Pastor Jesus. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. Jesus says you need to remain in my love. Now watch this. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. I'm going to read that again. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Like I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my... Oh, come on, say it like you love it. You'll be filled with my...
joy.
And then Jesus says, yes, your joy will overflow. A promise Jesus made to you is that when you remain in his love and obey his commandments, your joy will overflow. Ah, come on, somebody. You see, obedience is the key to unlocking overflowing joy. It's funny, we have a generation that want everything from God but don't want to obey God. And that's partially because when this younger generation hears you need to obey God, they think it's going to be, oh, God's controlling me. No, God's not controlling you. God is guiding you. God is guiding you, keeping you on the highway of the correct purpose of your life. That's so good. That's so good. You see, when there is obedience, there is right alignment. You see these cups over, this vase over here, this vase cannot receive this water if it is not in correct alignment with the water source. So for example, if I am not obeying the Lord, I'm not seeking my purpose, I'll be over here way off yonder, and God is pouring out, saying he's pouring out all the time. You see, God is always willing to pour out into your life. God is always willing to pour out in your life, but you have to be in alignment. You have to, oh, see how his pour, that anointing is just going nowhere. It's just being poured out. But you have to be in what? Someone say alignment. Alignment. Yeah, and once I get into alignment through my obedience, by remaining in his love, when I obey his commandments, now I can start to be filled. Now I can start to be filled. Oh, this is so good. I'm going to go somewhere with this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, in order to be overflowing, first you have to be filled. In order to be filled, you have to be open to receive. In our lives, the reason why we're having trouble is because once we get filled up on Sunday, we then put the cap on it and we become closed off during the week. And then God can't pour any more in, and then we become dehydrated. Lord, this week's been long. Lord, this week's been tough. Lord, I wanted to slap someone. Lord, they cut me off in traffic. Come on, somebody. Come on. Megan gone to me the other day. Someone cut me off. I yelled, "You idiot." And she's like, "Honey, we don't call people idiots. We don't do that." I said, "You're right. You're right. Lord, pour into me. Lord, forgive me. Pour into me, Father. Pour into me." And as funny as light as that reaction is, sometimes the reason why those reactions happen is because it was right after church, I'm confessing, Pastor David closed off his spirit and said, "It's hungry time. It's time to eat some food. Come on, somebody." And I wasn't letting the spirit flow anymore because it's Sunday service was over, and now it's time to eat barbecue in Jesus' name. Amen. When you are closed off to God, you will turn into a different person and react what's really down and deep of you. Ah. Why we got so many Christians. Lord, you filled me on Sunday. Amen. Did you see what she was doing? She looks so ugly. I can't. So you have to be, amen. You have to be open. Come on, it's okay to laugh in church. Amen. Joy overflowing. Amen. So you have to be open in order to receive. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have to be open. Pastor David's working on this himself. I've got to learn how to be open. When you're transitioning in life, how many of those transitions can be heavy sometimes? There's some things in your life, man, transitioning to a house, and now I'm getting married, and sooner or later I'm going to be transitioning different other things. And I'm like, whoa, this is making my head spin. And you have to remain open. Because God is a God who will pour out even during the week into your life. Even during the week to your life. On Friday, when you're helping someone out, when you're doing your job, when you're sitting at your desk sending an email, you can feel the Holy Ghost just come upon you just like that. Because he wants to pour into you consistently. So someone say, obey the instruction. Yeah, you see, Jesus says, your joy will overflow. Now, these are Nerf bullets here. I got attacked by these yesterday. And I was taken down. And that was a lot of fun. Check my Facebook. That was a lot of fun. And so these are Nerf bullets, but I want you to see these as seeds. I want you to see these as seeds of hurt. And sometimes seeds of offense. And then seeds of frustration. Come on, anyone ever been frustrated before? Seeds of frustration. And you're just like, oh, my gosh. And then seeds of tiredness. Anyone ever been tired before? Weariness. And we're weary and all this different stuff. And all these seeds are just floating on the surface. And even though I'm filled with the Spirit, they're still remaining in me. Even though I'm filled with the Spirit, they still remain in me because I've not been in the overflow. But it's not until I begin to get filled even more. Got to get filled more, and it begins to bring it, oh, my God. It begins to bring it to the surface. Come on, somebody. Ooh. Mm. Mm. I feel you, Lord. thing is, you've been carrying a lot of seeds of your life. You've been carrying a lot of cycles of your life. Pastor David, why am I always offended? Pastor David, why am I always dating these scumbags? Pastor David, why am I always stuck? And I'm always addicted. And I'm always having trouble with everything. And I just got to answer you this morning. You've just not been living in the overflow. Because you can have the spirit and the seeds still be floating. Even right now, this is a lot of Pentecostals. We feel to the very brim. Shama! But you still got frustration. You still got weariness. You still got offense. You still got laziness. Come on, somebody. But it's not until I flow in the overflow. The overflow. Amen. It worked at home, I promise. So it's not until you fill into the overflow. Now watch this, that once you get into the overflow, what was planted way down deep can only touch the surface. And watch this. See how easy it was to get rid of that? Come on, you just boop, boop. Come on. Sometimes you need a couple flicks from the Lord. Amen. You need a little digging. You need a little. Amen. You need a little adaptive. So Lord, the Lord chastises those he loves. Amen. He's just going to flick you for a moment. Amen. But see, when you're filled to overflowing, it just touches the surface, but it doesn't sink down into you. It doesn't sink down into your destiny. It doesn't sink down into your purpose. It doesn't sink down into your dreams. It doesn't affect your sleep anymore. It doesn't affect who your emotions anymore. It doesn't give you stress anymore because you're living in the overflow. Jesus. That's where Jesus wants you. He wants you in the overflow. He wants you in the overflow. And even though that didn't work the best, what I want you to realize is that when you are filled to overflowing, nothing can go down deep into who you are. The problem is that we have a lot of Christians who are filled halfway, who got just a little bit filled. And now you're trying to make up this space to feel fulfilled in your life. And then that's when these seeds come in and fill up the rest of who you are, is because you're not filled to overflowing. Listen to this. All of you watching online, you've been wanting more. You've been asking God, is this it? Some of you today in this building asking God, is this it? Why do I feel unfulfilled? Why do I feel incomplete? And God is saying, I need you to get into the overflow. Live a life of overflowing joy. Live a life of overflowing peace. Overflowing love. You see, you see what happened here is that when this overflowed, now this other container right here just got filled. And now it's almost overflowing. You see, the thing is, sometimes what people needed to overflow was you to overflow first. There were some times in my praise, I was bubbling, I was almost ready, and then someone broke out, and woo, and it got me into the overflow. You see, because then when this overflows into this, and that overflows into the next one, that one overflows into the next one, next thing you know, you've got mighty rushing waters, and you've got expansion of waters, and the waters no longer contain just to this one vessel. That's why we got to live our lives in overflow. So not only I can be in overflow, but I can help you get in overflow. You can help her get in overflow. She can help him get in overflow. And now we've got a mighty move of the Spirit in the church again. Now we've got a mighty move of the Spirit in our kids again. I've got to live my life in the overflow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes the seeds are stubborn. Amen. The seeds are stubborn. But keep remaining in the overflow. Watch this, my last scripture, Psalms 94:19. Psalms 94:19. When doubts filled my mind, when anxiety filled my mind, when all these other things filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. In the NIV it says that you gave me renewed. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. When anxiety was great within me, your comforting Lord brought me joy again. There's some of you this morning, you need a new joy. You need a new peace in your lives. You need to be overflowing again. And God says, I will come and bring that to you. but you've got to be an open vessel. I would ask everyone to stand on their feet this morning. Listen to this. Don't ever let the enemy steal your joy. Babe, if I was to give you a $100 bill, and she looked at it, oh, I love this. And all of a sudden I went, boom, took it right back from her. How many know she go, oh, no, come here. Give me that back. She wouldn't just sit there and go on the ground. Oh, God, it was taken from me, and I can't get it anymore. God, you blessed me, and now it's been taken from me. There are sometimes you gotta take it back. Corey gave me a $100 bill and he's like, give that back to me. I said, you better run. You better, because I'm about to sprint out those doors. You ain't gonna catch me because you ain't gonna have my joy. We have got to, oh, thank you, Jesus. We have got to be at a place as Christians so overflowing that the devil, when he tries to steal, we go, ah, it's over here. Oh, you got quicker than that. Oh, can't take my joy. Oh, it's over here. Ah, you can't steal that. Ha, ah, I got it. Oh, I gotcha. Oh, ha, ha. And you got to be so on your feet that the devil cannot steal your joy from you. Somebody knows $100 bill, that's real nice, right? We go shopping. But your joy is worth more than the $100 bill. Your joy is worth more than the $100 bill. So why am I waking up every morning always sad and upset and hurt and always feeling dry all the time? It's because you need the joy of the Lord. You need the joy of the Lord. And a lot of times the reason why you don't feel joy is because you are unfulfilled. Can only be fulfilled when you are walking in your purpose that God has set for you. Hear this preacher today. Don't let anything steal your joy. Don't let trials destroy your joy. Because you don't have to live a life of upset all the time. I've been in church all my life. I've been in church since I was born. I was 3 years old, sprinting on the front, doing all kinds of stuff. And one thing I've constantly seen is I've seen people come to Sunday morning service. Woo, I thank you, Jesus. By Thursday, Pastor Padla, pray for me. I'm so depressed. I'm so upset. I can't handle this. You've got to have joy overflowing. I know that's kind of funny, but that's how God sees our spirits. He's like, bro, I just filled you up Sunday. How you going to be dry in 3 days from now? You gotta have joy overflowing. And a lot of times you need joy, you gotta start with thankfulness. Last night I was walking through my house and I was like, Lord, I thank you. Oh, that's a nice moonlight, God. And I was mowing my yard and I was like, oh yes, Lord, this is a nice yard. Yes, I'm about to fertilize this. I'm about to build this over here. Yes, Lord, it's a nice yard. I thank you. Pastor David, that's silly. No, that's being thankful to God. And I was feeling joy. I was mowing and I was like, yeah. That's my yard right there. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you need to be joyful and thankful for where you're at. God, yes, this house is beautiful. You have me in. God, yes, this car is running every day. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus. God, you brought me the one. I'm thankful. Y'all ever seen those videos of weddings where they start breaking out and the man falls down? That might be me. I'm just warning y'all. That might be me. We say, I do. I'm going to give God a shout of praise. It's okay to be thankful. You see, the problem is that a lot of times when we close up, it not only closes up your joy, it closes off your thankfulness. Now I've got to get laundry done. Now I've got to get groceries. Even when I'm at the grocery store, I'm like, Lord, I thank you for mayonnaise. Thank you, Jesus, for mayonnaise and peanut butter. Thank you, Jesus. And then I walked by the Cosmic Brownies the other day. And I said, Lord, thank you for self-control. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But then we got cookie mix later. So anyways, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Be thankful. In the scripture it says, be thankful in all circumstances. All things. Be thankful. Listen, I want to encourage you, saints of God, this morning. Be thankful. And let that thankfulness bring up joy and joy overflowing. Sometimes you need to laugh till you cry. You need to laugh till you cry. Come on. I don't know what makes you laugh, but sometimes you need to laugh till you cry. Sometimes you need to be thankful and realize that God is not here to control your life and destroy your life, but God is here to bless your life and multiply your life. All of you watching online, you might be going through some heavy stuff, and yes, it may seem difficult, but God's not destroying you. He's in the process of blessing you. Job went through some crazy trials, and Job at the time was discouraged, but you gotta understand that God was simply moving the pieces to bless him with double. The trial is not to destroy you, but it's to get you positioned for your new blessing. It's to get you positioned. Come on, somebody. Oh, I feel you, Lord. What was your denial was just your realignment to where God wanted you to be. Hallelujah, God. You see, you should be so filled with joy that it overflows into song. The other day, I was getting a snack, and I think it was peanut butter and honey. That's my snack right now, peanut butter and honey. I slapped it on there. I said, thank you, Jesus. My joy was overflowing. That's awesome, isn't it? Some of you need to try that when you're making a sandwich today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go in my bedroom. I sit, lay down, like, thank you, Lord, for this bed. It's so comfy, God, I thank you. Taking a hot shower. Lord, I thank you for hot water. Thank you, Jesus. Be thankful. I know that sounds simple. I know that sounds surface level. But when you stay there, it goes down deeper. Because when you stay thankful, God stays blessing. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you stay thankful, God stays blessing. He'll continually bless you. Continue to bless you. Listen, this is our only season, and we're walking it out. I heard God say, not only are you walking it out, but you're about to walk in. Not only are you walking it out, but you're about to walk in. I believe we're going to see crazy acceleration. Yeah. We're going to see crazy growth. But we cannot crazy grow and crazy accelerate with depressed mindsets and heaviness in our lives. When that acceleration comes, y'all about to see Pastor David's smile go to his ears, and you're about to see the ting off my teeth. Come on, somebody. Because I see it in advance. Sometimes what you see right now is affecting your joy right now. You've got to see past right now and see in the future and go, oh, yeah, I'm already expecting. I hope this has encouraged you this morning to have joy. Christians, yeah, go ahead. Christians should be the most happiest people on the face of this planet. All of you watching online, you don't have to be discouraged all the time. If you are walking with God, you should be the happiest person on the planet. And Pastor David's learning that. God was like, you need joy overflowing. I said, yes, Lord, I thank you for joy. Because when I have joy, it begins to change my attitude. It begins to change my desires. It begins to change me. Joy overflowing. Someone just turn to someone and say, joy overflowing. Yeah. Joy overflowing. Go ahead, turn to someone else. Joy overflowing. Yeah, let that smile. Joy overflowing. Joy overflowing. Joy overflowing. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that. Joy overflowing. Even during the trial, joy overflowing. Yeah. Oh, that's good, God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this amazing word you've given us today. We thank you, Lord, for this roof over our heads today, this building. We thank you, God, for the people in this building. Thank you, Lord, for the online tech that's getting this word out to the generations. We thank you, God, for the air conditioning, Lord, that keeps us cool while we are in church praising you. Amen. We thank you, God. You provided for us every single day of our lives. We thank you, God, that you've touched us and healed us. And, Lord, you've helped us along the way. Father, we thank you for all the blessings you've been doing. God, Lord, we've been seeing all these crazy blessings. We've been seeing car payoffs. We've been seeing, Lord, 17, 19% raises. God, we've been seeing, Lord, destinies coming to pass. Your prophecies coming to pass. And Father, we say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've been doing. Thank you, God, for the blessing and the $35 an hour, God, and all the business. Thank you, God, for how you've been keeping us, God. You've been protecting us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. And Father, we receive, yes, Lord, I felt you. Lord, we receive your joy overflowing. We receive your joy overflowing. We receive it this morning. Lord, let it permeate. Lord, let it penetrate our very deepest parts of our souls. And God, we thank you that even as we go out into the middle of the week, that we will be open vessels to you. We will be open vessels of joy. We overflow so much, it flows into others. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone just give God a praise this morning. Amen. 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 Joy overflowing. Joy overflowing. Hope this has ministered to you. I know this is Pastor, that was simple. Well, that's sometimes what we need. Amen. You need joy. We need joy. Amen. And I just want to say that, Apostle, I honor you, and Prophetess, I honor you. Thank you guys so much. Listen. A lot of times, these people right here is what brought me joy. Especially when me and Mom, we would have little spats over who left the open box in the pantry. She says it was me. I'm just kidding. It probably was me. But it brought me joy. Sometimes the people in your surrounding will bring you joy. So it's okay to be open. It's okay to receive from others. There's times when we'd hang out as a family, and Mom would tell Dad, why don't you just laugh? You know, and then he would laugh, and then I would laugh because he's laughing, and then she would laugh because he's laughing, and now we have joy. Joy overflowing. So never push people away, but bring them close to you and watch how their joy flows into your life. Amen. Amen. So I honor you too. I honor you.
Thank you,
sir. I honor you too. And the next time I preach will be past appreciation and all that good stuff. And about to get married here soon. It's because of these two right here that I'm at where I'm at. Wasn't for Mom and Dad's prayers, I would be out on the streets a mess. And I'm thankful for them. And I just feel a spirit of honor. I want to honor you two. And we should honor. Let's give them a clap. Amen. Amen. So I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you, Pops. Love you.
And we love our Pastor David. Amen.
Yes, well,
aren't you so glad? I love it because what he does just comes so easy and it comes natural because he's mantled for it. And yeah, after Pastor Appreciation and him being married and adjusting, he's going to be taking a little bit of a sabbatical until January of 2020. We're not going to release 20. Oh my goodness, what did I say?
We're not going backwards, we're going forward.
2022. Amen. But we're just going to just keep cultivating the joy of the Lord. You know, and I don't know if you were going to do something, but I heard that old song. Are you in C? Well, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Full of glory.
Full of glory.
It is joy unspeakable and full.
Full of glory.
Full of glory.
say, I'm so full, I'm flicking those things off the surface,
off the surface, off the surface.
I'm so full of joy,
I'm flicking it on the surface.
And the half has never yet been told. I just saw that. Hallelujah. How many got a new understanding of how when things come to the surface, that the Lord wants you to burst forth into the overflow so you can just... I'm done with that. Hallelujah. I got too much joy for than this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Also, it was such a wonderful impartation. You can sow and bless Pastor David at Cash App, $ David McClintock 95, and bless him in this transition as he's not going to be Pastor Appreciation. He's not going to be preaching. So give a little extra that direction or plan for a little extra towards the wedding, things like that, and I know it'll be a great blessing to them during this time. Hallelujah. Well, turn to somebody and say, I'm so glad to see you with joy.
So glad to see you with joy.
Joy, joy.
Joy,
so glad
joy.
That you're here upon today. Joy, praise joy. The Lord. Good to see Mama Catherine here and Miss Joy here. Joy. Praise the Lord. As we are praying for Dr. April, on this time with the twins. Praise the Lord. And we're keeping her in prayer. And we're looking forward for Miss Whitney getting back out of the hospital and everything being well. And all of our sick folk coming back to full strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 'Cause it
Happy birthday to you. Oh.
Yeah.